Thanks to this season's presenting sponsor, Driscoll's. Only the finest berries. Hello, young chefs.
Hello, young chefs, and welcome to Mystery Recipe.
I'm Molly Birnbaum, editor-in-chief of America's Test Kitchen Kids.
And I'm Mitzi, an oven mitt, Molly's right-hand gal, and co-host on the show! Ta-da!
We are so excited because it's the first episode of Season 2.
We are back in business! Woohoo!
It's a brand new season filled with fun adventures, fascinating science, and, of course, food. Each week, we have a different ingredient theme, and each ingredient will be used to make our grand finale mystery recipe cook-along. Can you guess what our mystery recipe will be?
Today, we're going to play Guess the Ingredient. Then, we have The Scoop, where our junior field reporters will be interviewing a few very special guests. And finally, we'll hear from young chefs like you about what you're making at home in a brand new segment called What's Cooking?
I gotta say, Mitzi, I'm so glad you are my official co-host this season.
Me too, Molly. Official co-host is a big step up from last season. I mean, I've got to live up to the famous co-hosts throughout history, like Regis and Kelly, Gail King, Elmo.
Don't put too much pressure on yourself, Mitzi. It is a big promotion, but we asked you to co-host because we think you're ready.
Gah! Thanks, Molly. You know, I've never been in the first episode of the week before. This is uncharted territory for podcasting oven mitts.
Well, we better get started then. Will you do the honors, Mitzi?
Cue the theme song!
Looks good.
I bet it tastes good.
Much yogurt.
Mystery recipe.
Ugh, I have goosebumps.
Oh, are you all right, Mitzi?
I am just so excited. I missed that theme song, Molly, so much. I can hardly contain myself. Oh, and speaking of excited, it's time to find out what our first ingredient theme will be with a round of Guess the Ingredient!
This season, Guess the Ingredient is going to have two parts. First, I'll play some mystery sounds, and you at home will try and guess our ingredient for the week. And then I'll be calling up our official ingredient guesser, Zoe, to talk out these clues and help us try to figure out the answers.
All right, I'll leave you to it. I've got someone to check up on in the meantime.
Thanks, Mitzi. So, young chefs, are you ready to play? Here we go. Any guesses what ingredient these sounds all have in common? I'll let you think it over while I call up our official ingredient guesser, Zoe.
Hello.
It's Molly from America's Test Kitchen. We are back with another season of Mystery Recipe.
Really?
Yeah. Are you ready?
I can't wait.
Awesome. We are so glad to have you back this season as our official ingredient guesser. For any of our listeners who might not know, Zoe is 12 years old, lives in Warren, Rhode Island, and has been our official ingredient guesser since the beginning of Mystery Recipe. So, Zoe, I just sent you a bunch of sounds. What can you tell me about the first sound you heard?
Okay, so it sounded like something crunching, like crackling, like maybe stepping on potato chips.
Good guess. Stepping on potato chips definitely has a very crackly sound. What about the second sound? What did you hear there?
Okay, Okay, so the second one was like two bangs against something metallic and then something sizzling. So it was like something hitting a pan and then like cooking in it.
Okay, we've moved into the cooking sound, something hitting a pan and then cooking. What about the third sound?
Okay, so that's where I'm pretty sure I knew what it was. I think it's eggs because, like, that's the sound it makes. Like, if you're making an omelet in the morning, you crack the egg against the pan and then you let it into the pan and it sizzles. And then the chickens just kind of, like, made it more obvious.
So that's when you really knew, when you heard the chickens clucking. You are, of course, totally right. This is egg week at Mystery Recipe. That first sound was cracking an egg, which, you know, really does sound like potato chips underfoot. I like that analogy. I hadn't thought of that before. And then cracking and then cooking an egg. And of course, our friends, the chickens. So eggs, here we go. All this week, we'll be talking about the Eggstraordinary kitchen ingredient, which is a part of many sweet and savory dishes. The eggs we might find in a grocery store in the United States often come from chickens, but people eat all types of eggs from all types of different birds. You might think of them as breakfast food, but eggs appear in so many different types of recipes from different cuisines around the world. All right, excellent work this week, Zoe. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Molly. Bye.
Coming up next, it's The Scoop. In The Scoop, our junior field reporters hit the street and get the inside story from the ingredients themselves. But this season is going to be bigger and better than ever. Adelina is going to be joined by her new partner and Mystery Recipe's brand new junior field reporter, Champ Hollins. Champ, Adelina, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Molly.
Yep, Champ and I are just getting our equipment set up over here.
Today, Adelina and Champ are at a farm just outside of our studios here in Boston for this breaking story.
Yeah! Don't worry. This is not a breaking news story. Nothing's going to be breaking on our watch.
You are good.
Wow, it's like walking on eggshells with this bunch. Not literally.
But first, it's time for a word from our sponsors. Grown-ups, these ads are for you. Hey, grown-ups. I want to tell you about our sponsor, the Kroger family of stores. Kids love snacks. And with Kroger's grocery pickup service, it's easy to keep your pantry stocked. My family can't get enough of Kroger's original Chipmate cookies. And with Pickup, you can shop online and pick up your groceries at a store near you. In just a few clicks, you can fill your cart with all the things you need and schedule a pickup time that works for you. And they'll bring it out to your vehicle when you arrive. It's that easy. To learn more, visit Kroger.com. Happy snacking. Hello, Mystery Recipe grown-ups. We want to tell you about the complete DIY cookbook for young chefs. Designed for kids ages 8 to 13, this cookbook is filled with recipes to make your favorite store-bought items from scratch at home. Since it's called the DIY Cookbook, our producer Chad tried to DIY our no-churn ice cream recipe.
Okay, so I've gathered my ingredients here, which is really just various forms of dairy. I have my blender here. All right, so my heavy cream is whipped, and now I'm adding the rest of my various dairy products. I'm going to blend this one more time. And it's really just that easy. Looks beautiful. So I may not be a kid, but I do have the cooking skills of one. And I can say this was so easy. It came out absolutely delicious. And it's true that things do taste better when you do them yourselves.
You can find the complete DIY cookbook for young chefs on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. And we're back. Adelina, Champ, take it away.
Today, Champ and I are on a local farm to talk to some farm fresh eggs.
That's right, Adelina. This is a great farm for our chicken friends because it's something called a free-range farm. That means these chickens don't have to stay in cages cooped up all day. They have free range to walk around. Today, we're here with a special group of eggs that were just laid this morning. Can I ask you three to introduce yourselves for us, please?
Well, sure. I'm Shelby.
I'm Sheldon.
And I'm Ralph.
And we're Farm Fresh Eggs.
Nice job, guys.
Oh, sorry. It was just a bug. I'm a little jumpy, if you couldn't tell.
That's okay, Ralph. But back to our story. Can any of you tell me a little bit more about what it means to be an egg?
Sure. I'll take this one, fellas. We are chicken eggs, which means we come from chickens. This farm has a fair number of chickens who lay eggs just like us. We get packaged up in cartons of 12 and sent to local families or get sold at local farmers markets and grocery stores.
Well said, Shelby.
Why, thank you, Sheldon.
Sorry. Just saw my shadow. Spooked me a bit. Can't be too careful. We're, you know, fragile.
Right. Sheldon, can you describe what a chicken egg looks like for our listeners at home?
Certainly. We are probably the most famous kind of egg, so you may have seen us around. But we have hard outer shells that keep us all together. Those shells are thin and very brittle, so you have to be careful handling us.
Very careful.
Right. Very careful. Because our shells can crack and break, which can get messy.
Speaking of shells, I couldn't help but notice all three of your shells are different colors.
That's right. My shell is white.
My shell is brown.
And my shell is blue.
Why do eggs have different colored shells?
Well, great question. It's all about our families. We all come from different chickens. Different breeds of chickens lay different colored eggs.
Just like how the color of people's skin can be different. Some families have brown skin, some families have white skin, and there's lots of other skin tones as well.
Right. The chicken that laid me was an Araucana chicken. Araucana chickens lay blue eggs.
I was laid by a white leghorn chicken. White leghorn chickens lay white eggs.
And I was laid by a black copper moran. Black copper moran chickens lay brown eggs. But other than that, we're pretty similar.
Interesting. So it's almost like you aren't even different colors at all.
Well, I wouldn't say that. We definitely are different colors. No sense in pretending otherwise. I think it's nice that we have different colored shells. How boring would it be if you got a carton of eggs that are all the same? There's nothing wrong with noticing what makes us different and celebrating it.
I don't normally see different colored eggs in my carton at the grocery store. What's special about the cartons from this farm?
Well, lots of grocery stores carry cartons of eggs from big farms with tons and tons of the same types of chickens. We're a smaller farm, which delivers farm-fresh eggs like us to our neighbors or to a few local markets. It's on a smaller scale, which isn't an option for everyone.
Ah, so it's actually kind of uncommon for people to get cartons of eggs that have different colored shells.
Right, but that makes us all the more special.
That's great. So other than your shells, what else is different about you three?
Honestly, not much. We come from different chickens, sure, but we're all from the same farm. We're neighbors and friends.
Yep, we've got a nutritious yellow yolk inside a translucent egg white. Once you crack us open to make breakfast or for baking, you wouldn't be able to tell us apart.
Yep, and, Sorry, it's just Adelina. Sorry.
I've been standing right here this whole time.
I'm just fragile. I want to make sure we stay intact and make it to a nice family's home so we can be part of a nutritious breakfast or even an egg salad. Until then, we have to stay on high alert.
Eggs sound pretty amazing.
Oh, that isn't even the half of it. We're chicken eggs, but all types of animals lay eggs and have been laying eggs for millions of years. The very first creatures to ever live on land, creatures that were alive before the dinosaurs, and even many dinosaurs themselves were laying eggs 300 million years ago.
Oh, don't get them started on the dinosaurs.
It's true! Lots of scientists think dinosaurs were a lot more like modern-day birds than the lizards we make them out to be in books and movies. I think I have a little dinosaur left in me, if I'm being honest, baked into my DNA. Just like the other day, I...
Boo!
Gah!
Ha! You're pretty chicken for a dinosaur, if you ask me.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today, Adelina. Today's scoop is that the egg came long before the chicken, way back when dinosaurs roamed the earth.
And different breeds of chickens may lay different colored eggs, but on the inside, they've all got the same nutritious yellow yolk.
Gah!
Ralph! Ralph!
Sorry.
Back to you, Molly.
Thanks, Adelina and Champ. We are excited to have you on board this season as a junior field reporter. Welcome to the team, Champ.
Excited to be here. Thanks, Molly.
Up next, we have a new segment, but I need my right-hand gal back before we get started.
And here is the recording studio.
Wait, I'm not ready to leave the recipe lab yet. I have never seen so many ovens in my life.
Don't worry, Parker. We'll spend lots of time in the lab. Come on, right through here. Hi, Molly.
What? The Molly Birnbaum? Cotton fibers. I'm so glad to meet you.
I told you Parker was great.
Thank you, Hand Safety Officer Mitzi. Intern extraordinaire Parker the Potholder reporting for duty.
Ah, Parker, I love you. But I told you, you don't have to call me officer. That's more of an, external title.
Wow, look at all these microphones.
Molly, meet Parker. Parker is the first ever mystery recipe intern, and that makes me a manager for the very first time in my life, which is no small feat. Really proud to be moving up in the world here, Molly, but sorry, this is about Parker, not me. Parker is a potholder and will be helping and learning with us all season long.
That is correct. I'm in my final semester at Potholder University, and this internship is right at the center of all of my hopes and dreams. I love cooking, hot pots and pans, learning, friendship, and dance parties. My pronouns are they, them, and I am absolutely honored to meet you, Madam Birnbaum. Do you all ever have any dance parties?
Well, same to you, Parker. And please, call me Molly. My pronouns are she, her, and we have been known to have the occasional dance party.
Okay, Madam... Molly? Nice save there, Parker.
Sorry. Just to back up a little here. What do you mean your pronouns are they, them? What is a pronoun?
A pronoun is a word we use to talk about someone when they aren't here. Like he or she or they.
Ah, so he, she, and they are examples of pronouns.
Exactly. You might have heard someone use he when talking about a boy and she when talking about a girl. But some people use other pronouns like they or them because it feels like the right way to describe their gender.
Right. I'm not really a boy or a girl. I'm somewhere in between. So please, use they-them pronouns when talking about me.
I think I get it. Thanks for explaining, Molly. So far, Parker here has had a great first day. They have already helped me clean out all the refrigerators.
So much yogurt.
Then they labeled all the spices in the spice rack.
Do you know all spice is actually only one spice?
And then they got to tour the test kitchen.
I've never seen so many pots. And now I'm here. And I am so excited to learn all about the fun and fantastical side of food from both of you this season.
Well, we are lucky to be working with you, Parker. Welcome aboard. I was just getting ready to send us off to our brand new segment, What's Cooking?
Hooray! Ah, Parker, are you ready for What's Cooking?
I think I'm ready.
For What's Cooking, listeners, we need your help. We want to know what's cooking in your kitchens. Ask your grown-up to help you record a voice memo on a phone, tablet, or computer and have them send it to us at mysteryrecipe@americastestkitchen.com.
We want to know your name, how old you are, and what you've been making. It could be anything at all that you've been cooking up at home. Tell us about the ingredients, how you made it, and how it came out.
And not just your shining stars either. We love hearing about recipes that maybe didn't go exactly to plan, because it can be really fun when things go a little off track in a recipe, and you always learn something from it.
Each week, Parker and I will play some of your recordings on the show. So, grown-ups, send us those recordings to mysteryrecipe@americastestkitchen.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between and beyond, without further ado, it's time for What's Cooking?
Parker went through all your submissions, and they have some great recipes and stories to share.
Hi, my name is Tiana. I am 10 years old, and these past few months I have been baking lots of breads and pizzas, plus lots of treats including caramelitas, cupcakes, brownies, lemon bars, and many different cakes and cookies. I've had good success with my cakes. I have learned ingredients at room temp is important and to keep an eye on your stuff in the oven. I have even started a baking business where I sell my friends and family my baked goods. Bye!
I'm Adeline and I'm 9 years old. I love to cook and bake. When I cook, I like to chop and cook in the skillet. I like to help with things like curries and risottos. Sometimes when I make pancakes, I flip them on each other, though. When I made tear and share pepperoni pizza rolls, I had lots of trouble getting them out of the pan. So now I grease the pans really well. I also love to make empanadas. I love the taste, and I like to make the filling. I love cumin, scallions, and ginger, and try to include them in my recipes. I also like to invent new recipes. Yesterday, I made a gingerberry smoothie, but I put in too much ginger, so it turned out disgusting. So now I'm experimenting with measurements so that the flavors don't overpower one another.
Hi, my name is Kylie, and I am 7 years old. What I've been cooking at home is cinnamon pizza. So the way to make it is you spread out the dough, and you put a lot of butter on it. And then you mix the cinnamon and sugar and sprinkle it on top. And then the salted almond dark chocolate, we chopped it. And then we sprinkled it on top. And then we baked it for 350 degrees. It was so good. And there was actually no failure in it. I wanted more and more until we had it to go to bed.
Wowzers, that's got my tummy grumbling.
Great job to you both, and thanks to everyone who sent something in. We've got tons more coming up this season, and we're going to include as many of the submissions as we can. So keep listening if you didn't make it on this week. And grown-ups, it's not too late to send us your recordings.
But it is too late to be featured on today's episode, because that's just about to be over.
Very true, Mitzi. We've just about fried today's episode.
Sunny side up!
So, Parker, how was your first day as an intern?
I have learned more today than in the past 2 years at Potholder University. The recipe lab is an amazing place. I am so excited to be here.
We are very excited you're here too, Parker. And this is just the first bite of the cookie. There's so much more in store this season.
That's right. Next time we are going to scramble your brains with some tricky trivia. And then Chad is back with an interview for Ask a Grown-Up that is sure to be out of this world.
But that's all we have time for today. We'll see you next time when we'll be hatching a plan to keep the learning farm fresh.
And remember, at the end of the season, we'll be using all of our ingredients in a very special mystery recipe to cook together. Can you guess what it is? If you love Mystery Recipe, be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. That way, you won't miss an episode. Until then, keep on cooking! Mystery Recipe is hosted by me, Molly Birnbaum, and I am a bottle of Heinz tomato ketchup. Chad Chennai is our writer and producer. He is a cupcake. Our executive producer is Caitlin Kelleher. She's a salty sweet chocolate chip cookie. Scoring, sound design, and mixing by Matt Boynton of Ultraviolet Audio. He's the cherry on top. Jonathan Roberts composed our theme music and is a fizzy drink. Our post-production supervisor is Chen Margolis, an artichoke. Our production manager is Diane Knox, who is also broccoli. Jack Bishop is the chief creative officer of America's Test Kitchen. He's a garden-grown green zebra tomato. David Nussbaum is our CEO, and he's a homemade ravioli. Special thanks to our senior science editor, Paul Adams, our deputy editor, Kristen Sargianis, Executive Food Editor Susanna McFerrin, Assistant Editor Katie O'Hara, Senior Editor Afton Cyrus, Test Cook Andrea Vavjin, and Test Cook Cassandra Laughlin. This episode featured the voices of Kira O'Sullivan, Neo Sihi, Zoe Bates, Baron Bass, Brianna Maya, Alex Massaros, Champ Hollins, and Adelina Rodriguez. Special thanks to Linz Amer for consulting on this episode. Thanks again to our sponsors, Purdue, Kroger, and Driscoll's. Mystery Recipe is a production of America's Test Kitchen Kids.
Wow, you folks are really good at this.
Hi, grown-ups. I wanted to tell you a little bit about our newsletter. If you love the fun food content we share on Mystery Recipe, then sign up today for our ATK Kids newsletter to receive even more recipes, activities, and stories from me straight to your inbox. As a mom of two, I always try to include things that are important to my family, and it's a great way to hear about all the new things we are cooking up at ATK. Plus, every new email added will be entered for a chance to win 3 free ATK Kids books for toddlers through teens. We'll draw 10 winners every month while the promotion lasts, and we have some great books available all the time. Head to atkkids.com/newsletter to sign up today for your chance to win.